Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be, the fastest way is go to the 1150kknw.com website, click on listen upper left, and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And it is the 1st of March. So it is the first Sunday in March, and that means it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything else, our Animal Friends Sunday, and doing more than her share. That's why she's here. Creator, founder, president, I think, chief cook and bottle washer, I call her, Eileen Weintraub from HelpAnimalsIndia.org. good morning, Eileen. Welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning. Happy sunshine day. Wow. Aren't we lucky here?
Well, it is a beautiful sunny day, that is for sure. Yeah. I have nothing but blue sky out there now. I was all frosted. My roof and grass and all of that was all white earlier today. So I'm still getting good freezes at night.
Okay.
I don't think you. I don't think you're freezing at night. Are you down there?
No. I am still putting out the bird bath heater and the hummingbird heater, just warming up a little bit. Not much longer. Before we get into Help Animals India, I wanted to talk about March 3rd coming up.
I know that you wanted to do something a little special. I think we did last. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so you're mentioning a little bit about astrology. March 3rd, that night, is a total lunar eclipse in our area. So, it starts around 3 a.m., and if you get up very, very early, you can catch the tail end of it. And we won't have another total lunar eclipse for another couple of years.
Okay, so that's coming up. That we're going to be able to see it in our area, a total lunar eclipse, but in the middle of the night, like 3 a.m. Is it 3 a.m. on March 3rd?
Actually, it'll be the morning of March 4th. So it's the evening of March 3rd. The actual full moon time is, you can stay up and you can get up. Anyhow, the moon turns, blood red moon, And here's an interesting fact. In a couple of million years, we won't have any more eclipses. It's kind of a miracle that the sun and the moon are the same size as seen from the Earth. But in a couple of million years, the moon's going to move away from us. So it doesn't sound very, slowly. So these eclipses are just now, what a miracle it is that they're the same size. So anyhow, so March 3rd is a very special holiday in a couple of religions. In India, it's called Holi, where they throw the colors at each other. Springtime. And we always hope they don't put them on the animals. And then it's also Jewish Purim, so it's good over evil, and it's a big Buddhist holiday too, the month of miracles. So March 3rd is a very special day, so people should try and find a little time to be calm.
So that's Tuesday. So Tuesday's a special day. All righty.
Yeah, and Tuesday night. Yeah, Tuesday night. So. I just wanted to tell people that, about the eclipse. We had a solar eclipse, but it wasn't visible here. Eclipses come 2 weeks apart. So we had the new moon as a solar eclipse, and the full moon is the lunar eclipse. The moon will turn.
All right.
I don't know if anybody will be able to sleep that night anyhow, so they can go out and look at it.
All right. Anything else you want to do before we chat about Help Animals India?
You did a meditation last hour. Can I just do another short one?
Well, that's why I'm asking.
Oh, okay. All right. Also place hands crossed on heart center the way you
so
do.
So you're gonna lead us in a little meditation, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So
all right.
Place hands and breathing in and out, and you know, tap your chest, and you say, "I am one with divine energy,"
and simply observe.
Notice the sensations of the divine energy. I radiate love and light. This meditation you can do in the morning. Today, I choose a timeline of love, growth, and service. And then throughout the day, whenever you feel anxious or feel a strong emotion or face a decision, ask, is this choice coming from fear or love? Take a deep breath. Feel an opening. Notice the softening. Consciously surrender. And you can visualize yourself surrounded by a sphere of white light. Allows love in and deflects negativity out. And in the center of your eyebrows, focus the eyebrows, see a golden star. A blue with a golden star inside. And then say, I am divine consciousness experiencing human form. I am here by choice. I trust in the divine plan. I welcome my transformation with an open heart. I choose love over fear. I am protected. I am blessed. And, you know, sit in silence for a few minutes, which we won't do here on the radio. The world has not changed, but you have changed. And that's the so-called conscious choice technique. Okay?
Thank you.
Did you like this? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, very appropriate. Choosing love over fear.
Yes.
And very appropriate for the timing, and something that you can do if... you're feeling distressed.
Yeah.
Which is understandable. Yeah. Anyway, thank you very much for that. That was very peaceful and very nice. And then isn't it nice to then look out and see that beautiful blue sky and sunshine? And I think that winter has decided to leave us early this year. Although I think we're still getting a little snow in the mountains, and hopefully there'll be more coming. But anyway, so Eileen, give us a lowdown on what is Help Animals India.
Okay, so helpanimalsindia.org is a USA nonprofit, and it's run here in our Seattle area. Our board members are here. They are mostly Indian, aside from myself and my husband, Mark Johnson. He's on our board, too. And we give grants, training, and advice to animal shelters and animal groups in India because I saw the need probably 30 years ago now.
Wow.
And, started helping there. And the dollar has gotten much, much stronger, so we can really help a lot. And we don't, we're not focused only in one area because we want to encourage the groups there to, raise money themselves, which they do, but people are very poor. One group we're helping in Far East India, it's called West Bengal, and it's a very challenged place. So we did help there, and they've been posting, our help online. Well, I just got a donation via PayPal, first time ever, of 10 cents.
For 10 cents?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's 9 rupees. And the guy was trying,
bless his heart, 9 rupees, which is 10 cents. Oh, bless their hearts.
I didn't even know you couldn't make a donation on PayPal for that amount.
I didn't either. My goodness.
I mean, usually the lowest one I get is $5.
Well, I guess breaking a new record. 9 rupees. 10 cents. Yeah. Amazing. Well, at least every effort counts. I am so love Help Animals India because you sort of mentioned it, the fact that you don't like just have one storefront, one place in India that's Help Animals India. You help all kinds of different animals and all kinds of different organizations. And there are a lot more and different kinds of animals in India than there are here to help with. But you've got, you know, all of the street dogs, and then there's cats, and there's monkeys, and there's elephants, and who knows what else around there. But you do such great work in assisting so many organizations that you really spread the wealth around. And I'm not sure how you manage all of that, but you certainly do a marvelous job, Eileen.
Yeah, well, there's all these wonderful groups there. And most of the groups, there are a few, very few just like dedicated to the cats, but mostly they're like our paws in this area that helps all sorts of animals. So, you know, that's
I'm wondering how the situation is going, because, you know, one of the big things, is, of course, are all the street dogs. You know, I mean, numbers like 33 million. I don't know if that figure is accurate anymore or not, but there's lots of street dogs, and they live with dogs differently than we do. But there have been some issues we've talked about in the last year or so relating to the court saying that, you know, the dogs had to be contained or whatever. And there's been issues going on. And so they've been changing kind of the way, and trying to improve the way they feed these dogs and care for these street dogs. Can you give us an update on what's going on?
Well, basically, the Supreme Court of India's ruling started in August, and the group have been fighting, the animal lovers have been trying to amend it and fight that ever since. And it's still ongoing decisions. But what happened with all this is not good for the dogs at all and the dog lovers, because this decision gave an opportunity for the dog or people who don't like the dogs and the actual dog haters to come out and harass the dog lovers. So you were just trying to do as much spay-neuter as we can. And, you know, a lot of groups are helping with that. It's just, you know, some of our groups, they do 300 dogs a month. You know, 10
wow.
to 15 dogs a day. And,
wow.
You know, it's still ongoing. And so basically the positive part is that people are setting up feeding stations and, you know, being more organized about it, so that you don't have, you're walking down the street with your food to go, and the dog's chasing you, thinking, you know, they're going to get some. But so if the dog knows they're only going to get food in a certain area, you know, that's more organized. But there have been one person was killed, you know, in anger for feeding a dog. It's terrible. And,
oh, really?
Wow. You know, the situations all over. So, you know, they're just blaming, India has a lot of problems, and they're just blaming the dogs for a lot of things. So, but these are community dogs, and on our website, helpanimalsindia.org, under a link called Get Educated, we explain all about the dogs and, you know, how people coexist with the dogs. As, you know, dogs were... you know, all over, you know, I always say, I think of a tribe in Africa, when you entered the tribe, the dogs would come out and bark and greet you and serve as watch guards. You know, they were part of the community. But, you know, to see dogs running around downtown Mumbai, downtown, you know, Delhi, you know, and the, you know, like seeing stray dogs in Manhattan, you just don't see that. So they're, you know, still having those kind of situations. So they're still doing spay-neuter as much as they can. And some of it's supported by the government and some of it's not. And we try and fill in the gaps of supporting that as much as we can. It costs about $20 to spay, neuter, and vaccinate a dog. And, you know, people bring their dogs in, their community dogs that they feed on the street, or the groups that we help go out and catch them with a net and bring
and
them
it's
in.
It's similar, isn't it, to what we do in this country with cats, the trap, neuter, and return. So what,
right.
They
capture
the street dogs and then get them neutered or spayed and then release them back where they were captured, huh?
Yeah, and then they also give the same as we do for the cats, the ear notch to show.
Right.
Because otherwise, if they put a tattoo, you don't see it. And then our special collar, it's going to fall off. Or kids were taking the collar off and putting it on their bicycle.
Right.
So the ear notch works the best. And then the dogs have to be revaccinated. The rabies is every 3 years, actually. So they have to be revaccinated. A street dog lives on average about 7 years. So, you know, that's at least twice. They have to be, you know, when there's still some rare cases of rabies, human rabies. So a lot of our project, we do education. So that people know what to do, how to interact with the dogs, what to do if you get bit by a dog and you have to wash it right away and, you know, go with the rabies shot. So, you know, India is a very chaotic place. There's not just dogs on the street, there's cows and things like that.
I didn't even mention, the cows and that sort of thing. Anyway, I'm looking at the clock. We need to take care of advertisers, so we kind of stay on schedule here. So we're going to do that now. Then we will continue our discussion with Eileen. I'm just a little disappointed in us human, our human consciousness these days. And isn't it amazing how everything turns into a conflict? You know, we're talking about the street dogs. And you got those dogs, the street dogs, and why does it have to be such a conflict? We got the dog lovers and the dog haters, and we just have to, as a human consciousness, need to raise our vibration so we can do a better job of working with each other and working these things out, because it doesn't always have to be a big fight. Anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. We're going to take care of advertisers, and we will come back and continue with helpanimalsindia.org. Check out that website. It is spectacular. Eileen, more with Eileen and Help Animals India straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful New Pro Supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter R-O, supplements.com. They've got great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. My little Sophie Sweet Cheeks, she will not eat her food without her New Pro Nuggets sprinkled on top. And she screams at me if I don't put them on there immediately. And she's got me well trained. But, you know, dogs have masters, cats have staff, and I serve her well. And that wonderful NuPro supplement for dogs. If you got shedding dogs, you want that NuPro supplement because it keeps the hair on their body and not all over your floor. You have to actually brush it or wash it out. Makes a huge difference. So check them out. NuPro, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. You can purchase there, or if you don't find supplements in your local store, they're all available on Amazon. And if you know anybody that needs help with their dogs, tell them to call Aunt Martha. I'll talk to them for free on the phone. You can give them my number, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. And remember our incredible sound healer, chiropractic, acutonic specialist, Jude Ponton. The only reason I'm here and feeling, and I have to say, this is my best day ever and since this happened. I'm really starting to feel like I'm almost all the way back, and it's all due to Jude and her incredible healing skills and her ability to test your body and figure out what exactly is going on. And I don't have time to tell you everything that we learned. And it was a fascinating process going through it with her. But I would not be feeling as great as I am and have had the incredible healing experience that I've had. It's all due to Jude Ponton at the Whispering Dragon Center. She's in Shoreline. She can work with you in person, which I highly recommend. If you're in the area, it's worth going in. But she can also work with you remotely. You can check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give Jude a call if you want to schedule at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. Alrighty then. We are in the middle of a discussion with Eileen Weintraub from HelpAnimalsIndia.org. And like I said, one of the best websites I've ever seen. It's just so well done and includes so much information and education. And gosh, if you go to the website and sign up for the newsletter. Eileen is one of the few that doesn't overwhelm you with tons of emails and so forth. And the newsletters are always incredibly informative and educational and great photographs and all that good stuff. So, Eileen, what else is going on with Help Animals India that you want to share with us?
Well, we're getting a new project for the cats. And we just sent a major grant to an area that hasn't helped the cats before. And we had to get the cats trained, the vets, cats trained, the vets trained up.
And, well, yeah, because when you started with all of this, the veterinarians in India, they didn't even know how to spay cats, right?
They didn't know how to say cats, and not too long ago, they didn't even know how to do dogs. They just treated cows. So all the groups, you know, there's a lot of groups like from Australia and England, and, you know, we're farthest away here in Seattle. We're on the other end of the world. Australia and England is a little closer. You know, they've had training camps for vets, and, you know, to do the procedure properly, because there was some very bad procedures done, and, you know, dogs suffer. So we have trained the vets for the cats, and they want to abandon, like, people will, they don't have any education about having cats, so they'll just take in a cute kitten, and the kitten, you know, will grow up to be a male cat, and you know what male cats do, and uh-huh. They'll just, you know, abandon them to the street. And, they already live practically on the street already, but, just to, you know, have an opportunity to bring, for people to bring in their community cats. And, also, you know, be an education center, you know, raise awareness and promote responsible behavior to discourage abandonment. And, you know, just to have everyone involved. You know, because people, you know, want to know and want to help. You know, the cats are very cute, but, you know, when they don't even have a place to get them to stay neutered. And I think I mentioned this before, they're still, you know, doing the spay neuter. They're not doing it for kittens, but we're doing it, you know, 4 months old. They're spaying and neutering them. So, you know, that's going on. So that was a major grant that we just sent to this one area.
Well, that's great, because was that they were only dealing with, you know, street dogs were so overwhelming, but once, you know, that issue started to become getting addressed and working with, then everybody became, I guess, aware of the cats, and so you've been major in
well, you know, it's not everybody. Some people are drawn to the cats, and
I'm wondering, and I don't know if I've asked you about this before, Eileen, but you've mentioned several times the cows, you know, because cows are a sacred animal in India.
Well,
are there a lot of cows? Just are there street cows? Are there sanctuaries for cows? Or what goes on with cows?
I bet you knew about cows. India is not a majority Hindu population, but far from all the people. And those people are basically vegetarian, but they're not a vegan. So they want the milk from the cows, but there's no grazing land. So people will own a cow and just let it out in the neighborhood, let them out in the neighborhood. Wander around. Everyone's seen videos and photos of cows on the street
right.
in India. So, then there's also a government. Then there's also cow sanctuaries, and they're called goshalas. Go means cow, shala means sanctuary.
Huh.
And so they, for, you know, they will sometimes round up the unwanted cows, and then the bulls. If, you know, they're not eating the meat, no one wants them.
So poor boys.
Well, sometimes they're carted away to places not very nice and killed for their meat, and, you know, in these horrible trucks. I didn't even want to get into that. So, but anyhow, sometimes the groups we help will help. The cows might get injured on the street, so they will help them also. And, you know, that's just part of life. And also, it's a subtropical area, so it's very, there's North India, you know, it does get cold there, but basically it's pretty warm. So a lot of wildlife, you know, interacting with the people too. So the groups will help with, you know, rescue the birds and also feeding them, and, you know, if they get trapped, or like a monkey will get on a wire and get in trouble. So I have to heal the monkey. And it's just a very vibrant place. And people do volunteer to go over and help. And You know, it's a wonderful place too. But as I say, there's 1.5 billion people now, and a lot of those people are like you and me, that they don't like to just pass by a suffering animal. You know, if they see a puppy run over or something, they're just not going to keep going.
Yeah, you know, they want to help.
They want to help. So I say, if 1% of the 1.5 billion people want to help the animals, that's 10 million people.
Wow.
So those are the people we want to help. So they're like you and me, and maybe a lot of the people listening to this show. And that's what draws us to this work. You know, of course we want to help the animals, but we also feel for the people who are helping them, and we want to support them. There's nothing harder than running a shelter, helping animals 24/7. Is, you know, merit and past too, and also having the fundraise. You know, so you know. That's
and then
we
also,
can...
it isn't just, you know. There's we haven't mentioned them this time, but you know, there are also a lot of elephants in India. And I know you help elephants because you've got the elephant sanctuary that you help support. So how are the elephants doing at the sanctuary?
Well, they're doing fine. One passed away. She was, you know, pretty old. You know, she had a hard life. So we're down to six that we're helping, and they're pretty expensive to help every month. And but in terms of the cat, what we call captive elephants across India, you know, there's still some sad stories, and you know, progress is slowly being made to have them in better conditions or free them to sanctuaries. And as we've shared before, there's these new robotic elephants that...
Yeah, that's the part I love.
Yeah.
That's such a great solution.
Yeah. And, you know, maybe we'll have them, I don't know, in our country at the circuses, we still have elephants. I'm not keeping track. But, you know, elephants should be free and not enslaved like that. And, you know... Be with their brethren and have a, you know, free life to wander. There is a problem with the wildlife elephants, the wild elephants. I think it's down to 2,000 now across the country. There were many hundreds of thousands many years ago, and those wild elephants are at risk because the farmers don't want them tromping through their fields, and you know, it's just getting to be a very crowded place. So the elephants are, well, like many other animals, you know, losing their habitat. So, you know, we just do what we can. So it's a good world for humans and animals. But there's a lot of work to do. But, you know, what I wanted to say before we leave is that I wanted to mention that the eclipse is actually Monday night. Sorry, it's early Tuesday morning.
Right, okay,
So it ends about 6 a.m. our time, Pacific Standard Time, Tuesday morning, very early.
Yep, I have the lunar eclipse is on my astrological calendar for Tuesday.
And, yeah, but it's in the morning.
Yeah,
very
so
early.
The full moon is at 6:38 a.m., on Tuesday.
Yeah, I think that's East Coast time, so 3 a.m. here in the West Coast.
Yeah,
and to confuse things further, daylight savings time on March 8th.
Oh, yeah, and that's my least favorite day of the year is fall, is springing forward, because I'm not a morning person to begin with, and so Sundays are real early days for me, and then if we have to spring forward... Ah, that makes it even more challenging for me.
Yeah,
so next weekend is it though, right? Yeah, next Saturday night we spring forward.
Yeah,
which is the good news is it's lighter, longer, and I always appreciate that, but getting there is the hard part. I keep hoping every year it'll be the last time that we'll just decide on one way or the other and stay there.
Yeah, well, as long as you don't live in Arizona, they don't have it.
So. Well, they don't go back. They don't change their time. They stay in standard time.
Right,
yeah.
Yes, yeah. Confusing. So anyhow, it's a very intense week coming up. With the new moon and the eclipse and everything, so everyone, you know, should.
Yep, so put on your seatbelts. Hold on, everybody, because there's a lot going on. And Eileen, thank you so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here and for all the great work you do for Help Animals India. And folks, the website is helpanimalsindia.org. Please go to the website, sign up for the newsletter, and if you can do a little donation, hopefully for more than 9 rupees and 10 cents. But every little bit helps. But I figured out how to set up a regular donation. If I can figure it out, anybody can.
Thank you for that, Martha.
Oh, you are so welcome. Always makes me feel good.
Yeah, so everyone, cheer me up. At least add your email. That's all you have to add. It just comes up, pops up right away on the website, helpanimalsindia.org. Just add your email. And just every 6 weeks we send out an email. That's about it. Okay, yep. Of course, we're on social media almost every day.
All righty. Yes. Well, thank you so much for your reports. As usual, Eileen, thanks for the little meditation and to help us through this week and this month. And keep up all the great work, and we will talk to you again in April.
Well, April? Oh, my gosh. All right. Right. That's right.
I know. It's shocking, but it will be April when we talk again.
Thank you for all the blessings, Martha. Thank you so much.
Okay. All right. God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Let's take care of advertisers, Nathan. And then, we got to get to current events. And, there's a few things to chat about, I think. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan. Join us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, March 1st, 1 p.m. for the total Virgo lunar eclipse seen in the Americas, both poles, across the Pacific into Australia and Hawaii, Eastern Europe, Asia, even the Atlantic. Eclipses bring new meaningfulness, opportunity to creatively re-begin. Answer your curiosity and come journey with Talk Cosmos Sunday, March 1st, 1 p.m. Pacific on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have 2 professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and 2 live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World, but we're here till noon today and every Sunday morning. 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen. And she is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and energy codes gal. She will be with us next Sunday. It is our energy balancing show, and hope you can be here for that. We've kind of created a new little way of doing our energy balancing show, and we found a way for Linda to work not only on us human animals, but then to work on our animals through us human animals. So it's quite an interesting experience. The on-air remote treatments take a little longer than they did because she works on the human animal first and then has you think about your animal friend and works on those issues through you. And it's seeming to be working really well. And so we would love you to, or I'd love you to mark your calendars, make sure you're here next week and call in for a treatment for you and your animal friends. Because the more we get to do this, the better at it we get. And so we'll look forward to seeing you there. And then know that Linda is local here. She has an office in the Old Rainier Brewery in the Intraspace facility. So you can work with her in person, off the air, or remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to anyone, any new clients, on that working with her on the radio show doesn't count. So even if you've listened a lot, even if you've called in and gotten a treatment on the air, you can still get a free treatment off the air. And the way to do that is call or text her at the phone number I'm going to give you shortly and tell her you heard me talking about her and you'd like a free session. And you call or text Linda Rasmussen at 206-841-1992, 206-841-1992. And, of course, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, then let us sneak in some current events. I think we have exhausted all the current happenings at the Northwest Stream Center in Everett, but I know there's a bunch of stuff coming up in April, and so I'll have them for you. I'll have that stuff for you next week, most likely. Let's see. We know when the Homeward Pet Adoption Center, their 2026 Furball Gala and Auction will be April 8th at the Columbia Collective in Bothell. So mark your calendars for that. And Tuxes and Tails benefiting Seattle Humane, their 2026 celebration will be on May 16th at the Fremont Studios. And I think that's probably... except for the other things that I have for you would be, I don't know why my, my goodness, weird things going on with my computer.
Here hey, we it's go. Mercury retrograde. We can keep that card played.
Well, that is true. Oh, and we retrograded again because Nathan found my promo that he deleted. Apparently, he didn't delete it. So it is definitely Mercury in retrograde. All right, so what was I trying to do? Oh, I was trying to find the Meow Cat Rescue Whiskers and Wine events. So this is the big new thing on current events. Every Wednesday in March at the Redmond location of the Melody Lynn Vineyard. I mean, I'm blown away at how many vineyards there are down there in that Redmond, Woodinville area. I mean, there's so many of them anymore. But the Melody Lynn Vineyard, every Wednesday starting at 4:30, That's their happy hour. And a percentage of, you know, the glasses of wine will benefit Meow Cat Rescue. And then on Wednesday, March 18th, benefits to Meow will go to the dog division. So if you want to support the kitties at Meow, you can go any Wednesday in March, except the 18th. That's for the dog, folks. So you can do that on the 18th. And, the other thing I can tell you about is the recall that, let's see here, it is the Go Raw expands their recall of Quest diet cat food. And there was another recall this week as well, but there was nothing sold on the West Coast here, so I didn't post it. You can, gosh, haven't heard that for a while.
I was going to say, it's been a bit.
Yeah. Anyway, you can check it out. It is posted. I have it posted for you on Martha Norwalk's Animal World page on Facebook, or you can go directly to my source, which is foodpetsdiefor.org. truthaboutpetfood.com is the website. Truthaboutpetfood.com is where you can find all of the recall information and a lot of other good stuff too. Truthaboutpetfoods.com. Okay, then I think that gets us caught up in the current events department. And golly, Nathan, you know, the sun is out. It's not spring yet, but I don't think the weather's paying any attention to that. I think it may be on its way now. And didn't Puxatawny Phil, didn't he tell us that there's going to be six more weeks of winter?
Well, I actually heard there's another groundhog out there that's been introducing or doing some weather prediction, and it said otherwise. So I don't know. We got some competing groundhogs going out there, apparently.
All right. Well, yes, because that's obviously we're not having six more weeks of winter. It seems like spring is coming early. And speaking of that, is it getting close to time that Bigfoot will be surfacing
again? I was going to put in another current event in there into that list, and yes, we do.
That's why I'm asking.
Confirmation that Bigfoot will be stomping around in the T-Mobile Park pen on the Sunday home games for the Seattle Mariners for the 2026 season.
Cool.
So that is something that I'm definitely looking forward to, and we're gearing up.
So we can say your Bigfoot contract has been renewed?
It has been renewed. You'll see me there at the Mariners games, as I mentioned.
All right. Well, so give us a Mariners update, since you're our baseball guy.
Well, spring training right now just started about a week or so ago, so that's the time when the baseball players start getting warmed up for the regular season and shaking off the rust and on their swings and their batting appearances and, you know, for the pitchers to work on their mechanics and everything like that, so that once we're ready to go into the official full season, everybody is going to be in their, you know, prepared in full form to take us away when things officially start. But now is the time where you look at the games and you kind of sit back, relax, and enjoy them. Don't necessarily applaud them, but enjoy the experience of spring training, because you're going to see a lot of fun stuff. You're going to see a lot of high action games because, as I mentioned before, that the spring pitchers are working on their mechanics. So they're not quite, you know, throwing the ball at 100%, but some of the batters are taking advantage of that and swinging for the long ball. And you'll see a lot of action and a lot of times to enjoy in spring training. And you don't have to worry about if your team wins or not, because that doesn't matter. They don't count those wins and losses in spring training. It's just figuring out who they want to have on the team.
All right. So it sounds like you're on top of everything. And spring training is already going on, right?
Yes.
There's already been a few games and so forth. Now, when does the regular season start?
The regular season, I believe, starts at like end of March, around March 27. But let me look at the opening day for baseball 2026. And that is going to be, I got to scroll through a bit. See more games. Let's see. These are all preseason, so I'm going to have to click on some more articles. And, opening day for baseball looks like it'll officially be, March 27th. And there is an earlier game. Of course, it's the New York Yankees against the... They always seem to get that first dibs on the opening the season. And that'll be March 25th. But, let's see. Mariners will be Guardians at Mariners on Friday, March 27th. So official baseball opening day, I believe, is Thursday, March 26th. But for the Mariners, and they also get their home opener as well on March 27th.
Okay, and then just to remind Aunt Martha, since I forget, how long does baseball season last?
A long time. It's 162 games. So
162
you're
going to
be going
games.
Until
okay.
the end of September. So that's why they always... Okay. put a big importance on October baseball, because at the end of September, that's when the baseball season is wrapping up, and then the October will be when the playoffs and the World Series will be held.
Okay, Mr. Bigfoot Mariners baseball expert. Do you expect them to do as well as they did last year or better?
I expect them to do better. You know, they're pretty much, for the most part, keeping the same team that they had. We had a lot of the key players, you know, Josh Naylor re-signed, I should say. And so he'll be back for the Mariners. And we, of course, got, you know, Julio Rodriguez.
Because that happens in baseball and football. You get a great team and you win stuff. And then they mess up the team during the offseason and they get rid of people or what. But so the Mariners didn't do that. They've kept the team pretty much intact.
Yeah, they've, for the most part, kept all
so
the players.
So they could just pick up where they took off and go all the way this time.
They can, and they've weeded out some of their, you know, weeds in the team that were not quite performing as expected. And so we should be seeing some really good things coming our way. I mean, definitely, I fully expect us to most likely win the division again, as long as, you know, the Astros don't have anything to say about that. And then, definitely make a good playoff run, too, as well. The Blue Jays are, of course, going to be like us on full swing. So, you know, they're probably going to be our biggest contention as we get deep into the playoffs if we make it that far. And, of course, you know, the Dodgers and the National League side, we got to, you know, they'll be a threat if we make it to the World Series as well, because, you know, they're definitely a powerhouse and a dynasty type team, and that's still going strong.
Okay, well, we will rely on you to remember all that stuff for us and keep us informed. But it's nice to know that Bigfoot will be back. All righty then. So we are done with hour number two, getting ready to fire up hour number three. And that means Love Train's coming out one more time. And it remains. Love is the most powerful energy on the planet. We really need to be sending it everywhere. And definitely want to focus on Dr. Jeff Young, and that's Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain vet from Animal Planet. He is currently fighting stage 4 lung cancer. And this is not his first bout with cancer, and he is an incredible man, and service to the animals and the veterinary community is extraordinary. And I want to, let's send lots of love to him. And all over the world, of course. Fortunately, we are at war, and this Operation Epstein Fury is underway, and who knows what's going to be happening with that. But the other thing I want you to focus on, we get on this love train, send the love everywhere, Dr. Jeff Young especially, and healing along with it, but let's remember Ukraine. That's who we really need to be supporting, and let them get lost in this. So prayers and love for Ukraine. All righty. So I always remember that you don't get to opt out on the love train. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head, you can dance in your bed, you can dance in your chair, you can dance anywhere. Get up on the love train and join the love train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. We'll send our love and light all over the planet and special healings and blessings for Dr. Jeff Young. So here we go with our yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it is coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animals24-7.org is up next, and then the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga will take us out on this beautiful Sunday. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.